going to have our brother Glenn Pryor open this service with prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and ask that you would be with us during this Vesper service and bless our brother Carl as he leads us in these thoughts. We pray that we would draw closer to you as a result of this service, and that we would be able to encourage one another in your most holy faith that you have blessed us with. We pray for your kingdom to come, thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.
Thank you. And with that, we'd like to turn this Vesper service over to Brother Carl Hagensick.
If you could see what I saw, I was sitting here in front watching you sing Rejoice, and I saw a smile on Tish Becker's face that went from ear to ear. She was rejoicing. I think the older ones of you remember Brother John Dawson. He had one word. How are you? Rejoicing. Sister Lois Latina, the same. That was her theme in life. The manna comments that we have. We cannot have too many rejoicing Christians, nor can they rejoice too much. In the Bible, we have the thought of praising the Lord with a dance. We don't do that very often. We should. It may not be our feet that dance. Mine do a mighty poor job doing that right now. But our eyes can dance. Our lips can dance. Our heart can dance. Our body action can show that this is not just things we believe, but things we rejoice in. Things that our hearts are involved in. Things that we're happy about. We sing because we're happy. We should be happy Christians. There is so much. If there's not happiness in today's life, then think of the happiness in tomorrow's life. Then you've got cause for rejoicing. Now, this is a Vesper service. As a Vesper service, we want to relax, let the day end. But let's not relax by sleeping our relaxation. Let's relax in singing, in praising, in worshiping the Lord. I know I plan to spend the rest of this Vesper service just sitting back here and rejoicing. I won't be up here at all. There are a few times the congregation will want to sing, and those times Jeff, as the song leader, will say, "Brethren, let's join our voices." But the rest of the time we can rejoice as we hear the thoughts of rejoicing from concepts from the Lord's Word, and when we sing about rejoicing. So we'd like to begin our Vesper service. The words will be on the screen, because it's not a hymn that's in our hymn book. It's the hymn, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice." Let's begin with that.
Thank you. Joy and love. Joy, like love, is difficult to define. Like love, it is developed in stages. It can be roughly defined as the delight of the mind in consideration of a present or a future good. Joy is not merely a feeling of elation, for it may be experienced in the most trying of times. It can be expressed in the midst of famine, in persecution, in the loss of temporal possessions, and in all manner of trials. As agape is the topmost rung on the ladder of love, so joy is the pinnacle of gladness. Like the agape of love, joy is not dependent on outward experiences and is expressed with a constant song in the heart. Thus Paul and Silas sang while in prisoner's chains. This is the joy the Christian is to imitate and to put on as one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
The spectrum of joy. Joy is a prism through which the light of God's grace is broken into a symphony of harmonic colors. As raindrops form the prism for the majesty of the rainbow, so often our tears are the prism for the inner light of joy to shine forth in its full spectrum. Consider the elements of the array of colors encompassed in a little word, joy. Exuberance is joy exalting. Gladness is joy expressed. Contentment is joy discipline. Satisfaction is joy in achievement. Mirth is joy bubbling over. Triumph is joy in victory. Cheerfulness is joy long possessed. Congratulations is joy over another's joy.
Let us join in the singing of Fullness of Joy.
Thank you. Joy, joy and blessing. At the end of every day, before sleep rings its welcome, rest, close your eyes, and reflect on the joys of the day just past. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Breathe in deeply with a prayer of thankfulness for the love that still is left us, for the friends who hold us dear, for the lives that still may need us, for the guidance and their cheer, for the work that waits our doing, for the help we can bestow, for the care that watches o'er us, whosoever, wheresoever our steps may go, for the simple joys of living, for the sunshine and the breeze, for the beauty of the flowers, for the laden orchard trees, for the night and for the starlight, for the rainbow and the rain. Thanksgiving, O our Father, for the blessings that remain.
Joy in our prospects. Close your eyes for a moment to the scenes of misery and woe, degradation and sorrow that yet prevail on account of sin, and picture before your mental vision the glory of a perfect earth. Not a stain of sin mars the harmony and peace of a perfect society, not a bitter thought, not an unkind look or word. Love welling up from every heart meets a kindred response in every other heart, and benevolence marks every act. There sickness shall be no more, not an ache nor a pain, nor any evidence of decay, not even the fear of such things. Now picture before your mental vision the glories of heaven, the joy of hearing your heavenly Father rejoice over you with singing, the thrill of seeing in person your bridegroom, the great pleasure of meeting those you have loved once again, and not only those, but the great heroes of the Christian faith, the Apostle John and Paul and Peter and the messengers God used to keep truth alive throughout the centuries. Think of the work before you.
And I'll be treated by a quartet that will sing the song The Prospect. It's hymn number 32 in our hymn books. And we would invite the congregation to join us in the last verse. Let's sit down here.
Come on, he sings the biggest part.
Rejoicing in our consecration, consider the blessings of life, the ability to smell the roses, to taste a galaxy of foods, to touch the tender skin of a baby, to hear the harmonies of music. Consider life forevermore, to have these blessings secure without an end. Then consider the highness of your calling, called to be raised far above the beauties of a perfect earth to the beauties of a perfect heaven. These are blessings in prospect for the consecrated. But now consider your present joys, the privilege of personal communion with your Heavenly Father on the wings of prayer, the joys of fellowship with saints, the thrill of understanding the beauties of God's plan for every man, the certain knowledge that each of your experiences now is but a training ground for that work of the future. These are but few joys for the consecrated. Notice the smile on a child's face when it realizes that it has pleased its parent. Now think of the smile on your Heavenly Father's face when he sees you trying to not only do his will, but to love that will with the full intensity of your heart. That, too, is a joy of the consecrated. Think of your free will. Think of the many times you thought to do right and still somehow chose the wrong path. Think of the disciplines and chastisements of your Father. Then consider that, no matter if you chose right or wrong, if your desires to do right is to do right, you know that all things work together for good because you love God and are one of the called according to His purpose. That too is a joy of the consecrated. Think of how your heart beats faster when, in studying God's Word, you see a gem you never saw before. It is the Holy Spirit that is step by step guiding you into all truth. Meditate on the joys of turning these beautiful gems of truth over and over in your mind, marveling anew in the depths and richness of God's glorious plans. That, too, is a joy of the consecrated. These are but glimpses of the joys of the consecrated which lie beyond the veil. Yet blessed are those glimpses to my soul, for oft when wearied with the things of earth, and streams of melancholy o'er me roll, I turn from scenes of empty, trifial mirth to meditate on themes of greater worth, till, gazing through these rifts of heavenly light, new hopes arise, new feelings spring to birth, new visions burst on my enraptured sight, and my whole being thrills with spiritual delight. That, too, is a joy of the consecrated.
The convention choir will now perform a song for the brethren.
Sorry about that. We're now going to be treated by the Allentown Convention Children's Choir. Thank you.
Rejoicing in God's care. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. What a comforting assurance. How often do the stresses and anxieties of life rob our soul of peace and contentment? Concerns over an uncertain future, worries about the dangers of life, health, and economic problems, all of these are enemies of the mind which are frequently faced. The antidote for all of these concerns is the positive assurance, he careth for you. Consider the lilies of the field. If Solomon in all his glory could not match the humble lily, then we can have even greater confidence to leave ourselves completely in the care of the keeper of the lily. The very hairs of your head are numbered. If his care extends to the number of our hairs, how certain can we be that the greater concerns of our life are even more carefully meted by his wise and powerful hand? His wisdom will not lead us where his grace cannot keep us. What a positive conviction we can have to step out into the unknown, assured that the end result will only be to our greater good. His eye is on the sparrow. When even the birds are assured of God's care, how much more those who will become the bride of his son? When on the surface of the earth, the wind doth howl and blow, and up above a distant short, the wind and tempest rage. We only have to higher go to leave the storm below, when flesh and man us trouble make at every turn we take. Let thoughts then rise to things above, far from our earthly cares, and faith shall build us to God, into his love and peace.
Rejoicing in affliction. James writes, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye shall fall into diverse temptations." Thus Peter too could rejoice that he was counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. This was the attitude that could place a song on the lips of Paul and Silas in their jail cell in Philippi. On different occasions, both James the elder and Peter were in the prison of Jerusalem. Both were delivered. In James' case, the deliverance was permanent. In Peter's case, it was a deliverance only to be placed in the crucible of afflictions time and again. To be a Christian is not to be shielded from harm. Rather, to be placed in the path of both trials and temptations. It is for the suffering of these that we are called. Our Master said, "He who saves his life shall lose it, but he who loses it for my sake shall save it." If we desire to be like him, and he was maligned, should we expect less? If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? The depth of our trial is a mark of the Lord's confidence in our ability to bear up under it. For God is faithful and will not suffer you to be tempted above ye are able. If then the weight seem heavy, rejoice that he deems you strong enough to bear it. The most we can suffer for him is as nothing compared to what he suffered for us. And rejoice that the suffering is not in vain. Rejoice that the trials that overcome you are only such as are common to man. For in due time, you will need lessons from that experience to help mankind learn the lessons from their similar experiences. It is the last beatitude, the top of the ladder of blessedness, that reads, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you."
The joys of fellowship. How sweet to share the most meaningful moments of life with a cherished brother or sister. How vital to our spiritual health to pour out the depths of our being to another. It is in the joys of fellowship that we realize the truth of the maxim, "Joys shared are multiplied, but sorrows shared are cut in half." To laugh together, to cry together, to work together, to sing together, just to be together. For 3.5 years, how precious must have been the joy of the little band of 12 traveling constantly with Jesus. The depth of their loss at his death is poignantly brought to our view by the two on their lonely walk to Emmaus. But we trusted that it would have been he which would have redeemed Israel. That privilege of personally walking and talking with the Master is not ours. Oh, we have the privilege of prayer, but somehow it is not quite the same. The closest we can come to the feeling of those early disciples is to personally walk and talk with our brethren. There we can share the inmost secrets of our heart. There we can find a commonality of purpose. There it is that when one weeps, all weep. And when one rejoices, all rejoice. There, we can search together for the answers to our questions. There we can express with the Apostle John that there, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Think back on the joys of your personal fellowship of years past. Precious memories, how they linger, how they fill our soul with joy.
We will all now join in the singing of a hymn that will be projected on the screen, titled Precious Memories.
Now we'll ask the congregation to stand and join us in the singing of hymn number 367, To God Be the Glory.
Friends, that was great. I had a very wonderful time. I hope you all did too. A couple of real quick announcements and then we'll close with prayer. Please join us for refreshments and for fellowship after this session. Tomorrow there will be a special teen session with Brother Carl at 11 o'clock right out here in the pavilion. Tomorrow's services also begin with the Bethel service at 9:15 in the morning. See you all in the morning. Tapes from the convention can be ordered and picked up at the book table. And then finally, there are cards to be signed at the book table, so please avail yourself of that opportunity. And we'll close with prayer now with Brother Carl.
Our Father in heaven, we do rejoice. We are so thankful, Father, for all the goodness we receive from you. Help us, Father, to ever keep these blessings, these joys in our mind, so that when the rougher spots of our road may come, they may be smoothed by the joys that are there. Help us, Father, keep that glorious in vision, ever brighter in our mind, so we may look at that vision and rejoice that your plan is for all people, for all time, for all eternity, for all the universe. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.